bigger than who wins the World Series this week. Who wins the competition to lead the Federal Reserve System? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, there's news today that a very large builder of homes and condos wants to buy a smaller builder of homes and condos. Lennar will pay $9.3 billion in cash and debt for Cal Atlantic at a boom time for building homes and condos. Let's check in with economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives in New York.
The fundamentals of the housing sector are looking pretty good. We've got millennials moving into their 30s and finally starting to buy homes. So the demand backdrop is good. You've got some hurricane demand on top of that in Houston and in Florida. And then we are now probably expecting low rates to prevail for a longer time. And all of that means that housing demand should remain pretty strong.
There's a milestone in terms of the statistics in terms of home buying post-Great Recession.
That's right. We had had a steadily declining home ownership rate since the global financial crisis, since the housing crisis. And this year, for the first time, the home ownership rate has risen for two straight quarters. So it looks like the worst is behind us and the housing sector is looking better.
All right, a big story emerging this week will be the White House is supposed to tell us who will run the Federal Reserve moving forward. Will Janet Yellen keep her job? There's some kind of consensus. The buzz in the markets today seems to be Jerome Powell. He's already at the Fed, right?
Jay Powell is a governor at the Fed. His nomination is being strongly hinted by unnamed sources. So the market is taking that as strong hint that he's the most likely candidate, and the market likes that. Jay Powell is very close to Janet Yellen, and the expectation is that, by and large, he'd follow similar policies, which means lower rates for a longer period of time, and that's good for the economy, and that's good for housing.
All right, that's the buzz today, but the buzz changes. On Friday, the buzz was John Taylor, the Stanford economist, and now it's a different name this morning. We'll see what happens by midweek.
Yes, indeed. And we can't rule out the renomination of Janet Yellen. So stay tuned.
All right. Always good to talk to Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Top brass from Facebook, Twitter, and Google will appear in a U.S. Senate hearing room later this week to talk about ways to reduce lies, distortions, and extremist propaganda coming out of Russia. Lawmakers are worried some of this may have played a part in the last presidential election in the U.S. We'll be watching for those interactions on Capitol Hill later this week. Policy could play a role in cleaning up the internet, but there is a role for individuals. Mark Sermon is executive director of the Mozilla Foundation, a nonprofit umbrella organization and sole shareholder in the corporation that makes the Firefox browser. He told us this.
I think we do need a social movement around these issues. And so in the same way it took people waking up in the 70s and 80s and saying, you know, the environment matters. Maybe you don't see it, but, you know, we want green products. We want regulation. So be demanding of the tech companies who serve us and ask your governments to do the same.
Mark Sermon spoke to my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Anu Anand. More of that is in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed. I was just looking at federal government's numbers for 2002. That year, more than 876,000 of the 4 million babies born in America were born to moms who identified as Hispanic. It's 15 years later, and many of those now 15-year-olds will celebrate their quinceañera, a party, rite of passage, and a billion-dollar industry in America. Texas Standard's Joy Diaz reports the toy company Mattel is trying to mine this lode.
Betsaida Esquivel just turned 15. She's planning her quinceañera and tells me that whether you spend a couple thousand dollars on your party or 20 or 30,000, as some families do, most parties have a few key elements.
A dress.
Big, sparkly, like a princess.
Shoes, doll, and like all the like pillows and books that it comes with.
Tiempo de más es el tiempo hacia atrás.
The doll is very important because during the father-daughter dance, dad will present the birthday girl with her last doll, or última muñeca. Mattel, the toy manufacturer, wants that doll to be a Barbie. In a promotional video, Mattel designer Carlisle Nuera describes Barbie's dress.
Her bodice has a sheer overlay with a beautiful silver holographic glitter print, floral shapes and beautiful swirls. Her skirt also features purple taffeta.
Quinceañera Barbie is Mattel's latest release. The doll actually looks like Betsaida Esquivel, but that purple dress is unsettling to Betsaida's mother, Yesenia, because her daughter's theme color is coral.
They need to put up a website, personalize your quinceañera Barbie. The girls would go wild if they could choose the skin and hair color and the color of the dress.
Mattel and a lot of other places are just sort of scratching the surface on it.
Alia Gauss is with LatinWorks, an advertising agency in Austin. But, she says, these companies also recognize that this kind of cultural event offers a connection to a big market.
In the past, there were a lot of stereotypical sort of Hispanic ads. These days, consumers will call that out immediately.
The quinceañera tradition is becoming more mainstream. Recently, Coca-Cola's Share a Coke campaign featured a quinceañera in one of its ads. And Disney is marketing quinceañera-themed parties as well. In Austin, I'm Joy Diaz for Marketplace.
We're continuing our focus on decoding America's tax code with so much up for grabs in Washington. The chair of the House Ways and Means Committee is promising details on Wednesday. We've reported on a possible short-term tax holiday for overseas profits of U.S.-based multinationals, but did you know Congress could also change the strange system we use to tax Americans living abroad? If you miss it on the air, marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.